Amazingly, the Joplin Humane Society, unlike 8,000 homes and hundreds of businesses, was not pulverized by the EF5 tornado that decimated 7 miles of downtown Joplin a week ago Sunday. And up until then, the local animal shelter was preparing to build a new facility on a parcel of newly donated land nearby. For now, staff remain in rescue, recovery, and return mode.
This was as of 8 o'clock this morning. 741 have come in, and 236 have been returned to their owners.
Karen Aquino is executive director of the Joplin Humane Society.
And these animals have come in from citizens finding them. Human search and rescue teams have been finding them.
Rescue teams from across the country have come in, including the Humane Society of the U.S. and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Yes, the ASPCA was first on the ground. They were here Monday morning to help us set up the emergency animal shelter, and they have been totally responsible for taking care of those animals and setting it up. The American Humane Association has a very large team on the ground, which is helping with volunteers, helping our shelter, helping with the medical. We have had HSUS is on the ground with a team that's helping in the emergency shelter, and over here. We also have Pet Point, which is a national animal tracking database that is that's the database we use here at the shelter, and that's tracking all of the intakes and outcomes of all of the animals and photographing them and making sure their pictures are online. The Humane Society of Missouri, I'm not sure, but I think they've left. They were on the ground in the strike zone picking up animals. And I'm so afraid I'm going to forget other organizations. PetSmart Charities has brought 3 tractor trailer loads full of supplies, crates and cages and everything we need for the emergency shelter. So the outpouring of support from the national organizations has been phenomenal.
Karen Aquino said even FEMA and USDA have pitched in,
making sure that all of our needs are covered and that we have everything we need to operate and be functional with this animal emergency sheltering operation.
Because Joplin Shelter could not possibly accommodate all the incoming animals, a local intact warehouse donated space for animal crates and supplies.
Well, our shelter is fine, and we're always at capacity of between 3 and 350 animals. And we reached out to regional animal shelters and asked them to come help us by clearing out our shelter of all the adoptable animals, which opened up the shelter, and we're using it right now as a hospital ward. We have volunteer vets coming in from all over Missouri and other states if they have a Missouri license, and they're doing triage, surgeries, and then caring for all of the injured animals, and those are all kept over at our shelter.
And the search continues in the strike zone, Aquino said.
We have the ASPCA, and Joplin Animal Control is currently on the ground doing some more searching. And within a day or so, cats are very difficult to capture. They tend to be more skittish, especially after everything that they've gone through. So we're going to be setting up humane traps in order to ensure these skittish animals' safety before they start doing any type of cleanup out there.
Search teams are rescuing all sorts of creatures.
Believe it or not, we even got goldfish in. Apartment building was very unstable, and it's my understanding that before they actually knocked it down, they sent search teams in to make sure there was nothing alive in there, and they saw the goldfish. They scooped them up in a cooking pot, put a lid on it, and brought it up here, and believe it or not, those goldfish were reclaimed. So, but we've had like 33 chickens, we've had a pot-bellied pig, a boa constrictor, all kinds of different birds, hermit crabs, you name it, they've come in here. So it's been pretty surreal as far as the varieties of animals, but primarily dogs and cats.
Aquino says reuniting animals with pet owners is emotional for both residents and rescue team members. And one story in particular summarizes what really matters amidst a disaster like this.
one of the best ones was early on. It was a family with six children, and they had four dogs, and they had all huddled in a bathroom, and the father said it was the hand of God that came down and put a wall over top of them that just saved all of their lives. But one of the dogs was missing, and they'd been looking and looking and looking, and a human search and rescue team, the search dog, notified them that there was life under the debris. They cut all the decking away and found this dog, and the father and the wife, who was very bruised up, were here, and they just kept on saying, now our family's whole again, now our family's whole. So it was wonderful that, you know, we were a part of them knowing to come here and finding the last piece of their family was safe and alive.
Joplin Humane Society staff are listing what they refer to as tornado pets on its website. Hundreds of cats, cockatiels, parakeets, a ferret, many dogs, including golden retrievers, Dobermans, boxers, corgis, pugs, dachshunds, papillons, schnauzers, German shepherds, Pomeranians, and of course all kinds of mixed breeds, entire litters of puppies, and many elder dogs, hoping owners will see them and come pick them up. But as is the case with many disasters, pets are often abandoned by families displaced and too distressed. Of course, unclaimed animals will be placed up for adoption. If you're interested in making a contribution, listeners are welcome to contact the shelter, Karen Aquino says.
Right now, we have all the supplies we can possibly use, but we know we're going to need a lot in the future. Gift cards and cash right now is what we need, and gift cards to Walmart, Ace Hardware, Amazon.com, any place where we, because they're easy to store, and or they can go onto our website, joplinhumane.org, and make a direct donation right on the website.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.